These are the sounds of not seeing things clearly. This is the sound of trying to unlock the wrong car. This, the sound of brushing your teeth with anti-itch cream. Okay. This is what walking face first into a glass door sounds like. And this is the sound of getting an eye exam at America's Best.
Is one or two better? Three or four?
Where you get the care you need at a great value. America's Best. Every eye deserves better.
The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, then.
KFNC.
Are you ready for this?
Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gao Media station.
Let's do this.
Is the bench.
The bench
on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. We got a whole team here today, right? Only know Charlie. Are you doing the show again today? Who's doing the show?
Charlie's back.
Who?
Charlie's
back. Here today? Wow. Thank God we got Charlie here today so we can learn something about sports. Right here on ESPN 97. And I don't say that with tongue in cheek. Charlie will teach you. These ads are something. Yesterday, I don't know how I got in this rabbit
hole.
Something
terrible. I don't know where you got it. Well, it's not a rabbit hole so much. It's just one site, right?
Funny ads from the past you won't ever find in modern times. Okay.
No, I'd
there's
say
a lot of spanking of the wives going on. There is some really, really, really things that you would never, ever, ever even think about doing. I mean, I don't. It's almost funny. You're like, there's
this
no.
isn't even. This isn't about being PC.
No,
this is holy crap.
Are you?
How was this done? It's Dell accused one of these of being from the 80s. It's not.
No,
it's
two little kids, a little white girl and a little African American girl, and it says, "Did your
why well, one of it, what and the African American girl. Girl's just filled with like." Dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why doesn't your mom wash you with fairy soap? What? Okay. It's tremendous.
Maybe they thought they were being super progressive back then.
We are going
to be the first to have an ad featuring a black and white child together. And then you see it. And
Coke
like,
ads when they used to have real Coke in it.
Yeah.
Hey, this will help your headaches. Okay. Yeah.
Well,
that's
when it was. I don't know if it was legal or not. Like ecstasy was.
Well,
was
heroin
legal
was legal
way back in the day. Yeah.
Heroin. They used to. There's ads for heroin.
Oh no, a lot of things were legal first before they go. Oh no, this is.
Yeah, that's not right. Yeah, that shouldn't be. We can't have this being legal anymore. So we'll go down. I don't know if we got it. There was a few rabbit holes yesterday. That we were going down yesterday, but unfortunately, and they got around the internet, and it's actually weren't they talking about Dell? Did you say it was one of the shows was talking about it? The videos that
they were giving a breakdown of Mrs. or Miss Carissa Thompson's
videos, which actually have been out for a while, but apparently got I don't know why they hit the fan yesterday, but people were excited to talk about him yesterday.
Yeah, and they were out and about yesterday. Carissa Thompson videos that had been out before, I guess. So it's unfortunate. Somebody just screwed her over, sending out videos of her that she sent to. It looked like, I don't know who she was sending them to, but
she was doing stuff
by herself.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that got out.
Yeah, that is terrible, actually.
But there's a full breakdown, I think, in the third segment of the 1 o'clock hour of The Usual Suspects.
Really?
I think so, or the second segment. I don't remember.
I don't know. I heard somebody tweeted me and said that Joel was saying bad stuff about me, and I couldn't care less.
Joel's talking about you?
Joel was talking about, because of the Patti Smith interview.
You started something.
I heard you were a little out of line. That you were poking, trying to get.
I was poking what? I was doing nothing.
Tyler told me, I was like, what happened with John and Patti Smith? What is all this stuff about Patti Smith and an email or something? And then Tyler, and I started asking or saying stuff. And Tyler goes, John got a little poking going. He got a little stuff stirred up. And John goes, and then John, that was Tyler, John goes, he did. I heard. He was asking her. He was asking leading questions.
I didn't ask her anything.
He was leading the witness.
I wasn't roughing up the suspect. I wasn't leading the witness. I wasn't doing any of those things. I was conducting an interview with a fine young lady, Patti Smith, about the Hall of Fame. And Barry Laminek wrote an article denouncing the Hall of Fame selections, saying that, in his opinion, it should have been Carl Lewis and Guy V. Lewis instead of Jackie Burke Jr. and Dan Pastorini.
Well, that's good, though. That's good that there was an article written about that. That was a discussion topic.
Yeah.
That's good for the Hall of Fame stuff.
Yeah,
I would
right.
Think.
Patti said, why didn't you call me and ask me? And we could have talked about it instead of, you know, writing a derogatory article about it.
Does Patti realize it's just, I mean, Sports Maps is not, we're not the
What
Houston
do you mean?
We're not the Houston Chronicle.
What are you
Hold
talking
on.
About?
We're not like, according to sources, we don't add quotes and add source material.
We could have called
this. This is a smarmy host, and that could be any of us, by the way, because we're all smarmy hosts. Any article is host making smarmy comments. That's all Sports Map articles are.
And you know what?
It's not source journalism.
And you know what? He has his opinion.
It's an opinion piece. Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, it's actually good for the Houston Sports Awards that somebody is writing and critical of it, if you want to know the truth.
It creates discussion. There's a lot of people who
Patti wasn't
don't
thrilled
even
with it, though, because I did a television show with her yesterday, and she wasn't happy at all. She sent him an email, and that was what the discussion was about. Apparently,
this,
I don't know. I would
this,
have to listen
you
to that
You got it
show.
Started, didn't you?
Apparently. I don't know. I didn't get anything started. I just was
Del,
conducting
do you think
an
he got
interview.
It started? Was he out of line a little bit?
I don't care if he's out of line, because what do I care how the usual suspects feel? But but he,
no. But was John out of line? Though?
He started something. John was the catalyst
for
all of it.
Said. That's what the talk
Patti's
was.
Patti's not reading Sports Map. She wouldn't have known.
The talk was you were out of line.
Look, I'm just kidding. Why am I getting texts from you, Dell?
There's interns saying that about
dead.
You.
Oh, listen. If you want to know, Dan Pastorini shouldn't be in the second ever. Dan Pastorini should be way down the list. But the way that they did it, the way that they're doing it, is they're taking guys from the. And Patti said, "Do you want to know this?" She said, "If you want to know the truth, the Love You Blue guys, all of those guys, because Dan Pastorini isn't in any Hall of Fame, like Bruce Matthews, like Munchak, like Bethea, like Brazil, and all of those guys." Dan Pastorini was the guy that the Oilers wanted to be represented in the Hall of Fame here.
Okay.
Because he meant so much to those guys, and he has meant so much to the city.
Sorry even ask about this.
Right. Well, I'm sure
I'm immediately sorry I even asked
I'm
about
sure
it.
That everybody is sorry.
I just want to find out if you started something. And I didn't really
the
need to ask.
Yes.
I knew you started it. The whole office was saying it. Every one of the interns out there were saying that.
I think everyone misconstrued. I think everyone. Well, how about if everybody else is wrong? How about that? You think
it's unlikely?
Well, but it's a possibility, is it not?
It's a possibility. Only
thank you. Thank you. That's all I
almost
needed.
Almost everything is possible.
Okay, you're dismissed.
But I'm not a witness.
Okay,
but
just answer the question: yes or no.
You're not a
is
prosecutor.
Is it a possibility?
You're not a prosecutor. I was there, listening, and you started everything because Patty's not reading Barry's article in Sports Map. She would have been aware of it until you made her aware of it.
I just said, well, what do you think about this? That's all.
And you kept going.
What do you think about this?
What do you think about Barry Laminack ripping you in his article? What do you think about that?
What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. What are your thoughts on a 27-point loss?
Not much. Where you get outscored by 27 in the third.
Everybody's kicked out of the effort. Game.
Everyone gets kicked out of the game. You show no effort on interior defense. James was a disaster handling the ball. And it was on national TV. That's what I like to call a national embarrassment. When it's on national TV and you do your typical, and look, we talked about this before, you can't win or lose by less than double digits. It's just not possible. A lot of times your losses are going to be by more than 20 these days. We're now one away from tying the number. This is now the sixth double digit loss this year, right? Isn't that what it was? And they had seven all last year? Or no? No, we were talking. No, I'm sorry. It was total losses that we were talking about.
There was, 17 total losses.
They're coming up on the total loss mark, and we're not even to Christmas.
No, it's a bad basketball team. They're 13th.
This is a, you know what this is?
They're 13th in the league.
They look like the Jacksonville Jaguars of basketball.
They are. They
embarrassing games where they step up in one game and then they get completely embarrassed the next. And I mean embarrassing performance on national television. Who had a worse national television performance yesterday, the Jaguars or the Rockets?
Ooh. How about?
I mean, 30 to 9 isn't good. You give up 238 yards rushing to one running back, and then you make these grandiose gestures when you're stopping a goal line attack. I don't even know what that was about. I don't know. Something must have happened because Jacksonville's going crazy with excitement, stopping a goal line attack at the end of a game with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter because they kept Tennessee out, and they're all celebrating. And I'm like, I want you to care enough.
Wow, wait a minute. You were watching that?
It was just a highlight.
What the hell kind of life are you living? I mean, honestly.
Maybe
five
teasers, totals.
5 minutes left in that game. Well, that would be the only way that you would have to. We were talking about this 42 yesterday.
42.5 is a teaser number.
We were talking about this yesterday. There were actually two guys. And how about if you had Derrick Henry and you didn't start him yesterday? Because you probably didn't. You might not have.
I cut him a while back.
You did?
He's a huge disappointment.
Yeah.
I thought Derrick Henry could be one of the stars of this year. I thought Derrick Henry could be a cheap alternative and could end up providing you. And he just
the key word is cheap.
Yeah. Well, from an auction standpoint.
Right.
And he just could. He just didn't get anything going.
Yeah. So that's a tough question. Who was more disappointing yesterday?
Who was embarrassed more on national television? Because I got to tell you, the Rockets' effort level was
piss poor. How about Rudy Gobert gets
in the second half?
Gets a foul on the opening tip and then lasts 3 minutes.
Well, he was critical of the referees.
Right.
And he was done in 3 minutes.
You're calling these fouls on me. I have never made this foul call in my life.
To me, that's a bit of a problem, though, because the referees are not supposed to do that. The referees, I don't care what he said before and what not. I know they're human beings. But if you're going to be unbiased and you are actually going to call the game fairly, you can't look at that.
True enough.
The Rockets, as bad as they were, there wasn't a signature play that stole their manhood like Derrick Henry's 99-yard run.
No, that's true.
Oh my God.
Are you sure? There was nobody got dunked on? Or
I don't know. It was a 99-yarder with 100 stiff arms.
Be honest. How much of the game did you watch?
I watched some of it. Yeah. I watched more of that than I watched of the Jags Titans.
You did?
Yeah, I watched more of the Rockets.
We joked we were clowning Jags Titans.
Yeah.
We didn't even know that game was even going to be played.
No.
That game had no. There was really no fantasy football. The only thing that game did was provide people who had him on the bench who were never going to start Derrick Henry an opportunity to bemoan the fact that they left Derrick Henry on their bench. That's all it did. They were never going to start him anyway.
That signature play. It speaks to what the Jags thought they were about. Physicality, were the bullies. And Lance has talked about how they've gone from the bullies to the bullied.
Yeah.
That play signified their entire
fraud-ass team.
Bouye gets stiff-armed. Some dude named Jacob, so I don't know who that is, gets stiff-armed. And then Miles Jack gets stiff-armed.
That was, That was bad.
That I think that signature play might have killed the Jaguars. But, like, that play might have killed.
And then they're celebrating down 30-9. They're celebrating a goal line stand.
But honestly, was that okay? I know it's being compared to the Tony Dorsett. It's more comparable to the Earl Campbell run
or Beast Mode when Lynch did what he did to the Saints.
Well, although that was the playoff game.
That was the most ferocious run I've ever seen. More than Derrick Henry.
Yeah,
I mean, Derrick had some stiff arms. There's so go back and watch Lynch. I saw it again because somebody ran a comparison of the two. Somebody for the Saints shoots off of his hand. Like, it's like he has a superpower and blasts him with some kind of power ball off his hand. It's that was the most ferocious run I've ever seen.
Yeah. And Earl into Isaiah Robertson.
Yeah, but this is a long
right.
run. Right, like right. Earl, do you think Earl could run a 4.7 when he came out? No. You know what? Yeah, because Earl ran away from the Miami Dolphins on that Monday Night Football game. Yeah. But he did not. He was not fast and got substantially slower. Eddie George did, too. Like, those grinders in football, they get a lot slower. Lamar Miller can still run, but he's not. You know, he was a speedster coming out. He was a 4.4 guy.
That was
he didn't run like that anymore.
That was, though, that was the the run of the season. I don't think that there's any question.
It's only the second time in league history. The other one was on Monday Night Football.
Right.
Where Tony got it against the
Vikings.
Yep. Tony Dorsett got it against the Vikings.
Hey, I was watching it last night at Prime, as a matter of fact. And when I got home, I had to drop three thrives. And I did. And
what were you doing at Prime?
I was playing 8 or better.
Okay.
And doing pretty well. Thank you very much. And
better?
I'm going to be better then?
8 or better? And it was more the better than the 8?
More better. It was more better. If you're looking for a way, and trust me, the Coors Lights were flying. They were flying last night. And, boy, was that a good time. And you know what? I feel great today. You know why I feel great today? Because Thrive. That's why. I took three Thrive before I went to bed with some water. Bing, bing, bing. Feel great. Wake up. Boom. Back at work the next day. Back at Prime after this. Okay? So if you're looking for a great way to bounce back and – if you don't feel 50% better the next day, they'll give you your money back. Try Thrive. DecideThrive.com. DecideThrive.com. If you like to have some libations like I do, then DecideThrive.com. You will feel better. It's guaranteed at DecideThrive.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, kids, tomorrow Santa Claus is coming. He's coming to Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. He's coming to Angleton. Santa Claus, a little known fact, he goes to Angleton first. That's his first stop on a long, long trip around the world. He stops first at Angleton. You know why? Because he likes Craig to surf. That's why. Okay? So if you want to take your kids to go see Santa, Santa will be there at right there in Angleton at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. You've got letters to Santa Claus. You can decorate the cookies. You can visit with Santa, get your picture taken. You're going to have all that going on right there from 11 to 1, a chance to do all that with Santa Claus. And while you're there, might I mention the Chevy Suburban LT 2018. MSRP is at $62,490. Well, they've got employee pricing going on right now after rebates, dropping it to $52,897. That's a $12,000 discount. The GMC Sierra 1500 SLT Crew Cab Pickup, MSRP on that one is at about $53,300. And after all of your sale pricing and your additional reductions due to GMC financing or GM financing, $41,645. Those are two outstanding vehicles, iconic vehicles with huge reductions in price. And that's an example of what they have going on right now during the holiday season. Also, ask about the dealer's 0% financing for 72 months. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton. Santa is coming to town tomorrow from 11 to 1 at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Take the kids out there to Angleton to visit the website and find out about all the information and all the great vehicles in stock. Go to LanceZCars.com.
Hola, soy Jose Altuve, All-Star y MVP. Si necesitas un vehículo nuevo, ven a Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Buick and GMC. Chevy, te encuentra camino.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
719 ESPN 97.5. They're talking about it right now. Rudy Gobert's foul on the opening tip. You can't. I mean, I think those refs need to be disciplined. I don't think there's any question about that. You cannot do that and change, because the Rockets, once Rudy Gobert was out, the Rockets dominated that basketball game. And it's not fair to the Jazz. It's just not fair to the Jazz to lose Rudy Gobert and get dominated the way that they did.
No.
Yeah.
The Rockets got beat badly.
So what?
Yeah, they weren't.
So
Rockets didn't dominate
this.
Anybody.
So let me ask
James
you.
Looked like he was, by the way, after every James turnover and mistake, he literally wasn't moving, like he wasn't hustling back. It was disappointing. It was very I thought it was very disappointing watching the actions and reactions of the Rockets to this beating in Utah. Very disappointing. And this is really turning into almost a lost cause season. We're coming up on a third of the way into the season.
So let me ask you this. Knowing what you know about Tillman and business.
Wait a minute. What's the record? We may already be there.
Knowing what you know about Tillman and business, how long, and do you think this season means that heads will roll?
I mean, I think there's a chance with Tillman here. I think there's absolutely a chance.
I don't think there's any question that's out there, that possibility is out there. Tillman will not put up with this type of, and look at the effort. The killer is the effort. When you're talking about energy and
I thought it was super bad. The only thing that rescued them yesterday from, I mean, they scored 30, the Rockets scored 35 meaningless in the fourth quarter just to make it less terrible.
Right. But after an 11-point third quarter,
yeah.
After a 9-point fourth quarter in the last game.
Yep, 16 or 18-point first quarter.
How can this team just shut down offensively the way it does?
You know, there's not the same ball movement. There's not the same confidence level on offense. It's just not – there is no flow to this offense. And you can't – this really starts with your best players. This doesn't go to Luke Bamute, who was – hurt for a chunk of the year in the second half. It doesn't go to Trevor Ariza. Yeah, there are parts of it, but this is that's being used for too much. Like that excuse is being used to cover way too much. Way too much. This really gets to your core stars. It's, you know, you can talk, well, Eric Gordon's not playing well this year and shooting well. Look, James and Chris Paul have to control games like this. They can't let this get away from them like it did in the third quarter. And you just go watch guys run. Go watch guys run. Turn on a highlight if you want to. And just go watch how guys are hustling back defensively. What happens after they make a turnover? Do they scramble back and try to get a stop? No. The answer was no. And it is an embarrassment that they have gotten beaten so badly so much this year.
Well, the good news is, though, that Gary Clark was signed to a three-year deal for $3.7 million, and he came up with a 1-for-6 performance. If Gary Clark is going to be the cornerstone of your youth movement, you're in a lot of trouble, because this is an older team that just shuts down offensively, that doesn't play with energy, that is the slowest team in the NBA. They're 13th in the league now, and I don't want to – you can't overreact, because this basketball team is better. Chris Paul and James Harden yesterday were 10 for 27 combined. Those guys are making $80 million.
Well, but their contracts are up at the end of the year, though.
No, they've got them for another 40 years. They're tied up for 40 years.
But it's not guaranteed.
Yeah, it's all guaranteed.
It is?
They combined for 27 points on 27 shots.
Is there a team option? Dell, is there a team option on that deal on Chris Paul?
No, they're fully guaranteed.
Yeah, fully guaranteed.
Can they get out of that? Can they get out of it next year?
No, Chris Paul's on trade.
Can they get out of James next year? Is that a team option?
They've got James for another. They'll probably extend James, because he did make five shots yesterday. Good Lord, this team is pitiful. This is really, really, really bad. How did it fall apart? This is, again, After it's almost identical to that 2015.
And you know what? Say whatever you want about what Darryl's off season. That is irrelevant to the level of play that we're seeing from this team.
No, it's almost identical to the 2015 season.
These are similar players on this roster, and they are just not playing well. And you know, once again, it was a super disappointing. They couldn't hit anything. I mean, just a disaster from three. Shot 22% from three. From a turnover standpoint, careless with the basketball. Your two best players were combined for 12 turnovers and 7 assists yesterday. They didn't defend. The effort wasn't there, and it was an embarrassment. And you got embarrassed at a place that I hate. I mean, personally, I hate the Utah Jazz, and I hate their people.
Well, I hate the people.
Mostly I hate the people more than anything. The people of Utah, the fans of... I don't hate the people of Utah. I hate the fans of the Jazz because they know that they're rough, bad people. And it's always terrible to lose to the ruffians. And yet there they are. And the Jazz are a team that if you don't show up, they will beat you. Like, they're more talent, and they're not having a good season this year either.
No. There are three teams in the West that don't have an above 500 record at home. Can you name them?
Well, I know the Rockets are one.
That's right.
I know that for a fact.
The Phoenix Suns, because they're awful.
They're awful,
the
yeah.
Miami Heat.
And the Utah Jazz.
In the West, yeah.
Yeah, so it's four.
The Jazz squeaked a little closer to
in the West.
To
the
500
in the West. Yeah, just okay. The West.
Oh, yeah, they're only 4-6 right now.
Well, they're more than that. Atlanta, Chicago, Cleveland, the Knicks, the Nets, the Heat, all under 500 at home. Wow, that's really bad.
The Heat have been so bad at home that they had their special promotion with the Miami Vice jerseys. And they did it last year, but they have a black version now, and they even changed the court. They didn't win a game in those jerseys, so I had to switch them. Like, the promotion had to end because they've been so bad. Like, we gotta change stuff up. We gotta switch to a more traditional jersey. That's how bad they've been.
That is terrible.
And usually that's like, you gotta have league approval, and it takes a lot to go through that, but looks like they got that expedited. Like, we think we got a jinx. Do we have a jinx provision? Is there a jinx provision in here at all? Gosh almighty. This is
gosh
so...
Gosh almighty Joe Friday.
This is like, literally, my gosh. The Rockets are just a disaster this year, and the Texans, who were a disaster last year, are in the middle of a 9-game win streak. And right now, what most people are saying is the best team in football. The best team in pro football is what most of the people around the country are saying about your Houston Texans. And that is because they're on a win streak that is on pace to set a record if they can keep this going for most consecutive wins by an NFL team. That's what the pace is currently. 9 straight with no end in sight.
Unbelievable. This is the worst. This is unbelievable how bad.
Okay, so working backwards from a loss standpoint, double-digit Utah, double-digit Minnesota, double-digit, this is what we're dealing with here. 27 Utah, 13 Minnesota, or 14 Minnesota. Dallas was 20. Washington was you snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. You lost by 4 in overtime. 9 to Cleveland. So that wasn't a bad loss, losing by 9 to Cleveland. There's an overtime loss to Detroit, which was just 5. That was a good loss. 5 to in overtime. You know, I take it back. These are actually pretty good losses. At San Antonio by 7. Here's only 18 to Oklahoma City. 19 to Portland. These aren't that bad. L.A. Clippers, 20. Utah, 11. That was at home. Only 3 at the Clippers here. 19 to the Hornets. So,
yeah, no,
not bad.
Good.
You see some pretty good losses. 20, 19, 19, a few 9s.
Not bad.
I mean, it's not as bad as I thought, actually. This season's actually going way better than I thought.
713-780-3776 if you'd like to get in here on ESPN. You got any thoughts on this? Because we don't. I mean,
I've got thoughts. You know, yeah, my thoughts are that...
It's bad.
I don't know that there's going to be anything that the Rockets can do other than wait this out. But this is the concern that you have when you go all in on two stars. Two stars have to play well.
Yep. All right. 713-780-3776. Time to talk about some testosterone.
Well, Men's Tea Clinic is, you know, what they do that's different than the other guys out there is that they're always out there trying to make sure that you're at your very best. And when you're not at your very best, it can be a real problem, whether it's an energy level. Well, here's the classic signs of lower testosterone. Let me just tell you what it is, and then you can decide whether or not that sounds like you. A huge drop in energy level, and it can happen over time. You could have your workouts, your body type changes where you're not able to maintain lean muscle mass. Maybe your workouts don't work as well, or even if you don't work out, you start to really see it, you know, turn into a mudslide. Maybe you are dealing with a lack of libido, that you had it before, you don't have it now. Maybe you are dealing with a lack of mental acuity or a combination of these issues. The combination of the issues is a classic sign of lower testosterone, and you need to get checked out. It's super easy. All you have to do is go to Men's Tea Clinic. That's mensteaclinic.com. Four locations in the Houston area, Pasadena, Pearland, Cypress, The Heights. What they'll do is they'll get you tested, and within minutes, they'll have the results for you. And if you are lower in testosterone, be happy, because that means you found what it is that's ailing you, and there is a cure. Men's Tea Clinic can help you get back to being the real you, just like they did for me. It is a huge difference maker and game changer when you are getting the level of testosterone that you previously had in your 20s and 30s. Go to mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Need a new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.
Hey, time to talk about mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag. All you got to do is get there and play. It's so much fun. You knew yesterday the Titans, you knew you could have bet under over a number of, oh yeah, Derrick Henry will score four touchdowns. What? You know what kind of odds you would have gotten? Derrick Henry scoring. You can do this every game. Somebody scoring multiple touchdowns and get great odds. But it's not only that, it's everything. You can bet on politics, entertainment. It doesn't. It just seems like everything you can bet on. So if you're looking for a great place to play and win, and when you win, they pay, mybookie.ag. Promo code radio, they match half of your initial deposit. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Man, thoughts and prayers, Luis Valbuena and Jose Castillo. Died in a car accident in Venezuela. Bafleet.
Who helped make the...
Bafleet.
He was one of the guys that made the Astros season really fun.
Yeah.
You know? He was a guy that added a little juice to the team and was one of the guys who was the fun guys. I know we had a lot of fun with the Bafleet stuff. And he did something that was kind of anti-Astros, which was show some emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Or some happiness with a home run. And, yeah, it was fun watching him for a while. Yeah, it's sad. Sad day. Luis Valbuena. Man, hit a rock and the car flipped over. Yeah. Yeah. So, Castillo and Valbuena pass away.
Yeah.
Man, it seems like every other year in a Latin American country, we're losing a baseball player in the offseason.
Right. That's it. Terrible news. 7378037776. Your buddy Manny is here on ESPN 97.5. What did you say in the rundown today? In the words of my
buddy Manny, he tweeted out simply, "The Rockets suck."
Well, it's true.
Thank you.
That's accurate.
I think that absolutely is accurate. It is. Manny is with us here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Manny?
Well, when you settle for Michael Carter Williams, and you settle for a guy named Ennis, and you settle for some big, tall, white guy, I can't even pronounce his name.
Hartenstein.
Hartenstein.
Yeah, there you go.
One of Lance's peeps.
And you do that simply because you're waiting on finding out what's going to happen with a washed Carmelo Anthony. This is the result. This is the result when you put all your eggs in the basket of one Carmelo Anthony and you settle for supporting cast because you're so convinced that with Melo coming here, James Harden, Chris Paul, and Carmelo Anthony are going to be the wet dream that Daryl Morey's had for 13 years now, and three big stars with, you know, average to below average role players being able to be good enough to beat teams like the Warriors and the upcoming Pelicans and the upcoming Jazz and the upcoming Clippers. And this is exactly the result. So if you didn't expect it, that's on you. That's on you. Because this is 41-41 all over again. I mean, I think right now they'll be lucky to win 41 games.
I think you're
Manny, you're
simplifying a little bit because the Rockets, I don't think, ever envisioned this as a big three. They were talking about Melo coming off the bench from the very beginning. I don't think, and they didn't have money to do a lot more. You look at every one of these signings is a low-dollar signing because the Chris Paul deal ate up a bunch of space. And Clint Capella, by the way. Paul and Capella meant you had to, you're going to have to go cheaper. You had to, you know, rob Peter to pay Paul, and Peter happened to be your bench. But that is what happened. And when you, I would say it's not even so much when you settle for Carmelo. I would say when you decide that you're going to re-up with Chris Paul, which I guess you had to do. I mean, and Clint Capella, which was an obvious choice that you make on that one. At some point, you know, once you give Chris Paul the money and you decide to, you're now limited with your funding. So you can't afford, and I would agree with you on this, you can't afford to miss with those low dollar guys. And that's usually where Daryl Morey does really well. The Melo thing was never going to work. No, but to me, that was just like such an obvious, this won't work move. It's just, and I know, and I mean, Chris Paul was pushing for it or whatever, but I just, what was it that made the Rockets want to go all in? Now, they got rid of him earlier, so that's not even an excuse. Like, we really can't
Here's my deal, Lance. Here's my deal.
James has to play better, Manny. Chris Paul's got to play better.
Hey, listen, James is a tugboat. James is a tugboat, and he has pulled this franchise along, you know, most of the time, you know, he's pulling this franchise along, you know, pretty much by himself at times, a lot of times, as a matter of fact. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, is James Harden the new Andre Johnson, where, you know, he's going to be the best player on your team for so many years and you're not ever going to accomplish anything because the things around him just aren't good enough. But when they, you know, I really think that when they allowed Bezdelic to walk away because of the Carmelo Anthony situation, that threw everything in flux because he had an entire training camp, an entire season to put his system in place. And then to come back this year and not be able to have that preparation time before the season to get these guys into his defensive system, into his rotations, and his philosophy and all that on the defensive end, because you decided to bring in Carmelo Anthony. I don't care what anybody says. He left because they brought Carmelo here. Carmelo left, and now Bezdelic is back, and I'm sure he's working frantically to try to get his defensive system back in place to try to correct things. But they just look lost. They look lost on the defensive end, and that's the part of it. But what's even more concerning to me is how awful they look offensively. And that falls directly on the shoulders of the head coach because he's an offensive genius. We hear that a lot in Houston. And this team just, they look lost. They look like they have no idea what direction they're going. And this is a direct reflection on your general manager and your head coach. And yes, you guys are right. Someone for Tita, he's not going to put up with this for very much longer. And heads are going to roll. Heads are going to roll, and then I'll be happy, and I'll sit back, and I'll say, hey, happy Friday. I told you.
I have a feeling. And guess what? And then you got to still try to find a way to win with the roster. So heads can roll all you want. The bottom line is you have to make moves that are going to win. I don't think they're a move or two away.
Well, weren't they a Eric Gordon and P.J. Tucker move away from bringing in Jimmy Butler? Wasn't that the alleged that those two were deemed untradeable?
Yeah, that's what's been alleged. Well, I don't know if Minnesota would have done it or not, but that's what's been alleged, yeah.
I have a feeling it's going to be D'Antoni that catches it.
Yeah.
Not Daryl. But Daryl is complicit in this thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's his. Look, there's three jobs. You've got build a roster is Daryl's job. Get the most out of your team and put them in position to win is the head coach. And in execution and actual players' jobs. You can always find where there's breakdowns. Like, a lot of times fans like to soft sell players so that they can point out general manager or coach when like a James Harden fan will try to diminish James Harden's impact, or you diminish a head coach's impact on getting the team in position to play. That's why some head coaches can take the same team and do more with it. This is almost never that I've seen on Daryl where you say, well, they can't win a title or they can't do this. Daryl has built pretty good rosters and done more with less.
Yeah, not this year.
But not this year. This year, Daryl did not have a good offseason. No. And that's just the truth. No. It is what it is.
And D'Antoni's not. Listen, all three. It's on all three. Because, like you said, it could be on the players. It could be on the coach not getting them ready. It could be on the general manager.
There's multiple issues going on here.
No, it's all three that are not getting the job done. And that's why you're 13th in the league. 13th in this team after what it did last year. And you're right, it's climbing to right at, look at this. They've got 13 losses already. Now, maybe by Christmas they have the same number. Maybe they have 17. By the new year, they could have 17 losses, and that's what they had all of last year. This team is, and the double-digit losses and the lack of effort, that's the killer for me, is when you talk about you can't play, they're not playing with energy. When Van Gundy used to make me nuts, and he said, well, John, but you gotta understand, it's an 82-game season, and it's pro, and it blah, blah, blah. I don't care. Especially when you're getting paid the kind of money that they are, that you can't show up to play with energy, that's unbelievable to me. Maybe they all need Thrive, I think. I think they all need Thrive.
There's a chance that one or two need Thrive.
I would imagine, because they're sluggish, and they're not, maybe the next day they're not just not feeling as good.
Let's see, you lack focus, you're sluggish, you're moving slower. Well, I mean, these are, when you've had two. I'm just saying.
They're playing like they're hungover.
They're hitting some of them. I just did the men's tee clinic spot. I don't think that's going to physically be possible that's what they're suffering from. Maybe it's this.
Maybe it's a little hungover. I won't lie.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking DecideThrive.com. DecideThrive.com. This could cure all of their ills. If you're sluggish the next day after you've had a few drinks, then what you need is DecideThrive.com. Take two or three pills before you go to bed. I'd throw three down. What the heck? And it's not going to hurt anything, right? And actually, your liver will thank you for this. If you like to imbibe just a little bit or whatever you do, you'll feel better the next day. At DecideThrive.com, that's DecideThrive.com. It's right here in Houston, so you'll get your pills tomorrow. You want to feel better tomorrow night? All you do is go to DecideThrive.com.
You know who it is. It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 747, let's go. 713-780-3776. It's unbelievable. The Texans are 9-3, and what does everybody want to talk about? This crappy Rockets team. And crappy is I don't know that there's a better adjective for this, how bad this team is right now.
Disappointing.
I like crappy better.
Underachieving.
I think crappy maybe sums most of it up.
Entitled.
And, well, they are entitled, that's for sure. And rich. They're really rich.
Mm-hmm. Even Gary Clark. You know,
Gary Clark, though, did get... How about that? Thank God they locked up Gary Clark.
Well, cheap labor, John. They don't have a lot of it.
1-6. Thank God he's locked up for long term.
But Daniel House is back with the Rio Grande Vipers. Did I see him option to them after being released or something?
Yeah, but then he's back again.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, how are you going to live without a Daniel House?
Well,
I mean, obviously, you got to have a Daniel House. Yeah, he was optioned out, and now and wait, he's optioned out. You signed Gary Clark for 3 years, 3.7. Daniel House is playing 24 minutes. He played half the game. Gary Clark, 15. What? But you're optioning that guy, and he's your basically your best guy off the bench.
Yeah, Daniel House, two-way deal signed yesterday, and he was on the floor.
Yeah. No, not only on the floor, he is your second best player off the bench after Eric Gordon. He's your second best player. And you're optioning him back and forth and signing. I don't get it. Let's get
look
John.
How many. I mean,
I know.
Rockets, I'm telling you, people get more fired up about the Rockets, I think, than any other team. On sports talk
more
radio.
Calls that, yeah, we get more
it's,
calls.
It's kind of, but it, this is a disappointing run.
Yeah, right. John wants to talk about his Rockets. What do you say, John?
Yeah, I didn't really care to call about the Rockets. I want to call about idiots like Manny that called in.
All right.
They're not losing because they signed Carmelo Anthony, for Christ's sake. They're not losing because they lost Ariza. They wasn't going to keep Ariza to begin with because he cost too much. And Anthony was a non-factor. They're losing because both their best players are rarely on the floor at the same time. And Eric Gordon, I don't know why anybody didn't talk about this. He sucked the last 2 years. He hadn't had a good year since the first year he was with the Rockets, I believe.
He did have his moments last year of when they needed him.
He had a couple sporadic moments last year, but he sucked last year and he's sucking this year. I mean, you can't have a bunch of three-pointers that can't hit three-pointers. That's probably not a good formula there.
Yeah.
Zero to do about Anthony. I'm sick of hearing about it. And it's not a reason either. I mean, people need to get over it. This is almost as bad as like when they got Barkley and they thought because they lost Robert Horry, who never wanted to practice, you know, and that minor leaguer they got rid of, I forgot his name, and Sam Cassell, who was so great, he was on 48 different teams after he left the Rockets.
Yeah, but what you did, John,
people just get over it.
But John, you have to look at some of these moves. We appreciate the call. I think you have to look at some of these moves. What that Rockets move back then did was jumpstart their vehicle off a cliff from an age standpoint. You got rid of two young guys, and they felt like they needed to do something.
Ooh,
and yeah,
Ariza? Not a young
guy. No. Robert Horry and Sam Cassell and for Barkley. It didn't make them like it's what it did was it sprung a hole against the Jazz that they couldn't fill anymore. Barkley was just not good enough defensively.
They went game seven with them and
they couldn't beat the Jazz anymore. Jazz couldn't beat them before that. They never beat the Jazz after that in the series. Like they couldn't beat the Jazz. Not the Stockton and Malone Jazz. And you just got prematurely old with the Rockets. Like it potentially closed your window a little faster than it kept it open. Your window for winning, but whatever. But I agree with John that saying Carmelo, like it's easy to just
no, it's not Carmelo.
Say it's just Carmelo.
No,
Carmelo didn't help, but it's just too
Carmelo's
easy.
Carmelo's been
say
gone
that.
For how long?
What I think he said was Daryl Morey's obsessed with Carmelo, then this is his opinion, prevented him from doing things that would have actually helped the team.
Yeah, you know, I this is the one that this
now,
really it,
that
this I don't understand.
Yeah, but he
about.
Only spent $1 million on him, right?
Yeah, it was
million,
league. It's 2.6,
1.7, whatever.
It's 2.6, I think. 2.4, 2.6. It was league minimum. It was league minimum. So it's not like they spent a lot of money. But it for me, it wasn't about the money so much as he could disrupt. He could disrupt your team or
yeah,
your
but
flow,
he didn't.
But they did get rid of him.
He didn't. He wasn't here long enough to disrupt anything. What you're right. Blaming Carmelo for what they're doing now? I mean, come on. And it's not Trevor Ariza gone. It's your. You're right. It's your stars.
You had and you
your
had to,
your stars have to play like stars. Do you see when LeBron? Do you see what Kawhi is doing? Do you see what Giannis is doing? Do you see what LeBron is doing? Steph Curry, he comes back. Look what happens. When James Harden has to take this over and say, and Chris Paul, they have to take this over and say, now we're going to win. We're going to play like superstars, like how we're getting paid, and now we're going to win. That's what superstars do. That's what $40 million players do. Mm-hmm. Not what they did last night. Mm-hmm. They combined for 27 shots and 27 points. That's terrible. They made they made 10 baskets. $40 million? They made 10 baskets and lost by 27?
They had 10 makes and 12 turnovers.
Yikes!
You never want to have more turnovers than makes as a combined two for two combined playmakers.
Let's get Reed in here. Hey, Reed.
Reed, I know I don't call that much, but it's Reese. Come on, man. I've been
listening. Oh, what's up, Reese?
We don't know. Well, just said Reed up there. Yeah.
What's up, Reese?
What do you say, Reese?
Reese has been in studio before.
What do you say, Reese?
That's right. Come on, John.
Well, how am I supposed to know? It says Reed up there.
Yeah, it's not us.
I didn't know it was you, Reese.
Okay, that's cool. Hey, me personally, I think it's time for a change in philosophy, and I think just because Golden State hits a lot of threes, and the Indiana traditionally has had a three-point jacking offense, I think with these two guys, I don't even consider Harden a three-point shooter. I think he can make them. But I believe that shooting all those three is just less efficient offense, and you're getting nothing a lot. And I remember when Steve Coutinho, and I know I'm going way back, when they was out there jacking up these shots, the defender would get the ball, get the long rebound, just go down there and lay it up. So I think the way that they're playing basketball, it's just not efficient. Even if they could shoot even, 10 less threes a game, and get some better quality shots out of their possessions, I think that would help a lot. And I think Chris and James also need to do it. I don't think the guys on the team are following them. I don't think they are enthused about playing with them. I think they're playing off James, which is kind of lazy. And I don't know. I don't see any emotion in the team. I don't see any fight. I don't see the team getting excited about playing with James and Chris.
Yeah, there is not. It really is like they – Van Gundy nailed it the other day. It's like all of the excitement was sucked out of this team when they fell short last year, and they're having a hard time getting out of bed. They had all this. They were this close to winning, for their lottery ticket cashing. They got the five numbers, and they didn't get the sixth. And then when they wake up the next day, there's just not this, that they can't get themselves fired up and excited like they did the day before. And I don't think it's going to magically happen either. It's just not. You're just trying to find a way into the playoffs, just like you did when you got your head kicked in against the the Golden State Warriors. And I don't, there's not really. Jeff Van Gundy thought they might be looking for a buyout player, somebody from a buyout that's going to. But you know what you're talking about? Either a guy who has underperformed or an older player. It's nothing that's – it's a very temporary – those buyout guys are very temporary fixes. They're not long-term fixes. This is a – they got a fundamental problem with the long-term here, and it involves having – you're tied up with an older player in Chris for a huge dollars. You're tied up with James, who we know for being a superstar has incredibly erratic moments in huge games and huge moments. There is a fundamental concern with how can you get this boulder back up the hill? You got it up the hill last year to the tune, like we had never seen it. As good as any Rockets team in history. And
better.
And I don't know how you do it anymore. It doesn't even look like they're capable of it right at this point.
Manny. No, John, it's a domino. No, it's not a domino effect. LeBron, look at the guys that the Lakers signed.
It can be a domino effect, but...
What? So you're going to blame Carmelo Anthony again?
No. I'm saying it can't. You can have domino effects, but I don't... Look at all the independent defensive issues, offensive issues.
Look at the guys that the Lakers signed. Lance Stevenson, Michael Beasley, Rajon Rondo. You know what LeBron said? You know what? I'm not going to let those guys ruin... Really? Carmelo is worse than Michael Beasley? I mean, come on.
Beasley's probably better.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't actually,
Michael Beasley knows. I don't like saying somebody knows their place, but Michael Beasley knows what he is.
Yeah.
You know what? Carmelo knows his lane, too. No, it's at home.
No, well, now it is, but
I'll tell you when I'm ready to come off the bench. Only I know when I'm ready to come off the bench.
Listen, Rajon. Yeah, here's a great attitude. Rajon Rondo. Yeah, that guy. What a positive effect he'll have on every locker room. Listen. But LeBron won't let that happen. You know why? Because LeBron cares. These guys, honest to God, James and Chris Paul are cashing checks and coasting.
Do you think Chris Paul doesn't care?
I think Chris Paul is, it doesn't appear that way. Do you think Chris Paul has taken and put his stamp on this locker room right now?
I don't feel like Chris Paul is imposing his will on
his
team.
No, he's not.
I don't.
No, he's not.
And I did last year.
Yeah, he's not.
I absolutely thought he imposed his will.
And
I don't feel like that's going on.
That's not the case.
He's not overcoming the team's issue.
758 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Come on in.
At America's Best, we know your eyes do a lot. These eyes blink, wink, and roll.
These eyes tried to parallel park, then abandoned that idea. These eyes spotted their ex across the grocery store, then pretended to compare pasta sauces.
These eyes fell asleep mid-scroll and liked a photo from 2014.
And these eyes know they deserve to be seen by the best doctors and associates at America's Best. Every eye deserves better.